Happy Mother's Day. I know this is a really special day for many people, and for some others, maybe this is the hardest Mother's Day you've had. And, you know, just my prayers and thoughts are with you. I want us to take a little moment and just think of your mom. Think of the best moment. I'm not saying, I know sometimes our moms have their styles and preferences and quirks. And I don't want you to take them in thinking about what they maybe did wrong. But just that special thing, one special thing that you love about your mom. Thank you, Lord. When I think about my mom, I am really inspired by her. Smart, hardworking woman. Set a good example for me and my sister. I know there's a few things that she'll be proud of, and then other things that maybe she may not be so proud of. But I really appreciate. Happy Mother's Day also to John. He's been like really hands-on parenting and doing lots of what would be all those things we watched up there. John does pretty much a lot of that for Daniel, especially since I've been in school. So I share that praise with John.
Amen.
Thank you. So today I wanted to share on a topic that I think I would benefit from. A few weeks ago, we were having conversation with John, and he was like, what do you think is a topic that we would benefit from? And I was thinking of stress and stress management. So today that's what we're going to talk about. The title of today's message is God's Answer to Stress. I'm going to look at what I'm going to share today and what the Bible says. Really, the answer that God has given us to manage stress is God's rhythm of life. And that's what we're going to look at. Okay, I hope I know how to work this thing. All right, table one. Where is table one? Okay, would you please read this out loud for us?
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
Yeah. Oh. Table two? Huh, it's just you. Would you please read that scripture for us in your nice, deep baritone voice? Any one of you, or all of you.
Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved.
Okay. Next table. Table. Amen. All these are great references for what God has given us in terms of remedies for stress. Table five.
Take your yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and I will find the rest of your soul.
Amen. Amen. Next one. Oh, yeah, same table.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And table six.
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose.
Amen. Now, how many of you here, if you are like me, have you ever snapped at somebody? Have you ever outed out of it? Really? All of you? Oh my gosh. Okay. You've ever snapped at your spouse, at your child, at your boss, at your employee, at your colleague, like out of character. Like people are like, what? Tom did that? No, I don't believe you.
So many of us have been at that point. So there's stress that is short-term stress, and then there's long-term stress, chronic stress, right? And so I did some research on this, and most of what I'm going to share today is because I researched it. I did not come up with it. But it points to, like I said, it's the framework that God has given us to solve stress, and that's the rhythms of God. So if you have ever snapped at somebody, that is a sign of being under stress. Who can define what stress is for us? What do you think stress is?
High blood pressure.
Yes, that's a symptom. Yes, it causes it.
Botheration.
Yes. So this is a simple definition of stress. Stress is when the demands on your life are greater than your capacity to meet them.
Amen.
Right? If you have more bills than money. If you have more to do than time. If you have more to do than energy. Whenever your capacity cannot meet a demand being placed on you, it creates stress. What happens between that gap is stress. So, in true Sanyu style, I have homework for you to do. That's why I brought all this with me. So everyone gets a piece of paper and a pen. Pens. One for each person. We're going to need a lot more pens. You can share. Yes, maybe share. Yay! Okay, ready to do the exercise? For those who haven't, as we wait for others, this is the exercise. According to research, these are the seven areas in our lives where we experience stress. Everyone got your paper? Paper, pen, everyone's good? Okay, let's do this exercise. I'm going to give you just 5 minutes, or maybe less. Can I have your attention for a minute? Well, the baby's stressed. The demand for food needs to be met. So these are the seven areas in our life that cause stress. I want you to rate at this point in your life where you are for each of these from a scale of 0 to 10, where are you in terms of stress? How much capacity do you have in these areas in your life?
For each one.
10, yes.
10
being like, you got it. It's good. Oh, wait.
10 being a lot of stress, or 0, 1 a lot of stress? 9.
Let me think about that for a minute. What's that to do that in the
end? It's easier to say 10 is the more stressful.
Okay, 10 is the most stressed. Sorry. 10 is where you have most stress. Oh, so, okay. I think some look at this, it's red to green. So I think green is a good thing.
Right?
Green is a good thing. Red is a bad thing. Right? So if you feel like you got it, then it should be up here. Then if you feel like you're deficient, your fuel, let's think about this as a fuel tank in your car. Right? In terms of time, do you feel you're more in the red or in the green? Energy, money, social support, play, fun, creativity, meaning and purpose. For each one of those, where are you at this point in your life?
Are we done?
No.
No?
Oh, Tom.
That's because he's in school doing psychology and he already knows answers.
For those of you who have just come, we're talking about stress and what God's solution is to stress. These, according to research, these are the seven areas in our lives that cause stress. If you don't have enough gas in your car, it won't take you far enough. Right? So in these areas in your life, if you're not in green, it causes you stress. So I'm asking that for each of these areas, I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Done? No one is exempt from this exercise, yes? It stresses you just to see this. Okay, so if there's a brave person here who doesn't mind sharing, what does this tell you? When you look at how you ranked your seven things, what is it saying to you? Tom, since you finished first, what is your scale telling you?
It's telling me that the areas that are five or below mm-hmm. are stuff that... I kind of tie down to time. The lowest is like the energy on that one. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I'm recovering from an injury.
Okay.
And so pain makes it really hard to be energetic to go out and do stuff.
Okay.
I think those could be increased if I if health better.
Okay.
The stuff that I rate high in are stuff that right now it's good, but
yes.
It could wait.
Yeah, and then we're only taking a snapshot of today. So when you look at that, the things that you're scoring low on, you need to take care of them. And self-awareness is important. So tomorrow it may be something different, next month it may be something different. What happens when you don't take care of stressful events in your life or things? Health problems. You get irritable, you snap at people, your relationships suffer, you binge eat, you comfort food eat, if we are not taking an inventory constantly or regularly, then we get into that stress mode, and chronic stress is really bad for us. Chronic stress hijacks your mind. You know how they call lizard brain? And you're just trapped in that brain that doesn't make good decisions. We need to take care of stress to release our brain to make the right decisions. Okay, so let's define this a little bit. What is social support? Somebody tell me. What does that mean? Friends, family, church. Support around you.
High school.
I don't know. You're being sarcastic.
Oh, social media.
Social media.
I don't know that Facebook meets that. I am a Facebook fan, but I don't know that it meets. What about this? Play, fun, and creativity for adults. Does that still apply?
Mm-hmm. It's important to play. Okay.
So apparently,
the brain needs three things. So I told you I did research, right? I didn't come up with this.
I read it and I studied from a neuroscientist who studied the brain and stress, and this is what they're saying. That the brain needs three things, and the three things the brain needs are capacity, connection, and clarity. Those three things are important for the brain. So capacity, remember the very first slide we started with? If you got what it takes, right? The next thing is connection, that's the support. And then clarity is when you have those answers, right?
Three things your brain needs and you need to take care of them. So I know we're in church, so I want to ask a little bit.
Do you think Jesus met these things? Say, for example, when he was at the Garden of Gethsemane and was going through a really stressful time. Did he help his brain meet those three things? Pastor John, tell us. Who did he, so how did he solve that? Yes. He turned to his father. And then he got clarity of vision. How did he get clarity of vision?
Well, he says, by your will. Mm-hmm.
And then how did he get capacity? Remember the angels came and enabled him to go through it? So that's what we need in life. And for us as Christians, we've got the edge. Because we've got the helper. We've got the Holy Spirit who helps us. In addition to our natural capacity, God adds to that, right? And then connection, we have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We have church family. We have biological family. We have friends for that need for connection. And then we have need for clarity. That's my purpose. Why am I doing this? Why am I here? That's why volunteering is very important. And we're going to talk about... Well, remember, the title of this message is God's Solution for Stress. And God's solution for stress is the rhythms of life. And I'm going to look at that some more, okay? The rhythms of life. God is so smart. When we look at the very basic way that he made us with a rhythm. You breathe in, and you breathe out. You breathe in and you breathe out. Science has said that when you're feeling stressed, if you do this whole one technique of breathing in 5, breathing out at 5, it re-regulates your heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And it sends a message to your brain. There's no need to for flight or fight. Calm down, everything's okay. So at the very basic, when God is creating us, he has given us a rhythm to reset for stress. When we look at our heartbeat and our brain, everything that God has built us, it operates on waves. You don't want to flatline, right? You want it to go up and down, up and down. The rhythms of life. God, at the very core of who we are, has set us to reset up and down, up and down. Oh, is that it?
Okay. Well, so I want to ask you, what other rhythms are there in life?
In and out.
Work and
play.
play, and rest, okay? Eat and exercise, give and receive. Give me some others.
Day and night.
Sure, but what about you?
Learn and teach. Connect and contribute. Forgive and seek forgiveness, right? Love and be loved, right?
So, all I'm doing is emphasizing the rhythms of life. This is what solves stress, according to science and according to God. How many of you are like me? So at this season of my life, all I'm thinking about, all I'm doing is schoolwork, constantly. And when I'm doing that, it's like flatlining. There's no play. There's no exercise. There's no eating right. Everything in my life is about school. What happens when you violate the rhythms of life? Stress. How many of you here, it's all about work? Work. Okay. You are violating the rhythms of life. And I'm not judging because I'm also at the same place. Right? We need to be in sync with the rhythms of life. Otherwise, it's like flatlining, right? And it's creating chronic stress. So we need to take time to play. Even if you're at work and every hour you walk around. Did you see Jesse comes home and runs, like at lunchtime? Now that's the kind of thing that helps build that rhythm. No, Sherry, maybe taking a walk around the block, like every hour.
Yeah.
Right?
How many people here are also flatlining, but in a different way? Maybe you're just, yes, tell us, what is yours? Well, you don't want to share? Then there's some people who parents, it's all about their kids. That kid. Their sports, the thing, the kid, and there's no time for anything else, and they're flatlining. What else can we flatline on?
Hobbies. To escape stress in life, you may focus too much on hobbies.
Yes.
That's all you do.
Play.
Yeah.
And then there's hardly any of the work piece. And apparently, according to science, stress is as addictive as drugs because it releases that same thing that keeps you, the adrenaline that you're addicted to. And to break that, we have to build in the rhythms of life. Okay?
So, in looking at that, I have homework for you. How much time do I have, Pastor John?
30 minutes.
Just keep going. Oh, the new Pastor John, okay? All right.
I want you to think of one thing you're going to do. When you looked at your list, the lowest scoring place on your list. Anywhere where you're between 1 and 3. Is there somebody here who has not been above 5? Yeah, do you have anything above 5, Sherry?
No, I'm 5 and above. I have 1.
Oh, okay. All right. You've got a 4? Okay, anything between 1 and 5. Choose one of those things and make a commitment this week to build rhythm in your life. But maybe, Dion, you share with us, because you may be at a really healthy place that we need to hear about. What are the rhythms in your life? It looks like things are working. Am I right? And it's a good thing. We shouldn't be, because I know I stood up there and went, but it's a good thing and we should acknowledge it. So what about you tell us? much the rhythms in your life?
The rhythms in my life are pretty much Jesus and God. I have peace and I try not to worry. And it's just finding balance. You know, you let go of things that you can't take care of. You don't worry about it. You just have faith. All of my whole being is in my faith. And it just carries me.
I think Dion brings up a major point that I hadn't talked about before, and this is what we said. We define stress as the difference, or what happens between, in this space, when the demands on you are higher than your capacity. So Dion said, she lets go of some of these things. So the answer could be either decreasing this, increasing that, or doing both. So Dion has let go of things that she cannot change. And she's not stressing about them, and she's giving them to God. Perfect. Great. For the things that you cannot change, for the people that you cannot change, you let go. And you give it to God. And then you build your capacity. If you have relationship issues, learn about relationships. Build your capacity. Learn about communication styles. Learn about conflict styles. Learn about change management so you can be better in your relationships. Whenever there is stress in any area of your life, there is an opportunity to grow your capacity, or there's an opportunity to let go of some things that you're holding on to that you cannot change. Right? Marianne.
Or even for demand, concentrate more, learn how to manage your time. Mm-hmm. You know, so that you prioritize things. Some things don't matter. They could be done in 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, but you prioritize the things that are important, and you put those things on that.
Yes. All right. So, yes, John.
How do you prepare for unexpected demands?
How do you prepare for unexpected? So, according to research, it says in our lives, at least on average, we're going to have 6 to 10 devastating events. Sorry, Christians. For each of us. According to research. Right? So, it may happen. So because you bring up that question, that reminded me that according to research, 6 to 10 events that are outside of your control are going to happen in your life. So how do you deal with that? And Dion has the perfect answer.
Good. Armor
up. Armor up. Yes. Because when it's beyond you, it's on God, right? And because we live in a natural world, I think building resilience is important. I'm telling you, I didn't know how important eating right was and exercising. I mean, I've been here for a long time. I've heard people talk about exercise and eating right. But I have recently really discovered how important it is to take care of my body. Because when that thing hits that you didn't expect, that you cannot do anything about, your body needs to carry you through it. And gratitude. It's the lens with which we look at the world. There's so many things that could be going on in your world, but there's also so many other things that are going on that are right. Amen? You have lungs. I mean, there's some things in my life that I had never even given a thought to. Like, okay, so I have lungs. So, but I'm telling you, these things that we take for granted, we need to be grateful for. I have lungs. I breathe. You know, my liver is functioning. Whatever that body organ is, I have food on the table. Your lens in life helps you manage stress. What else helps us manage stress? John, did I answer your question about how to prepare for unexpected events? Or do you want to add to that?
ways. Medicate choosing something. Yes.
So how to prepare not to stress in that manner where you just mask it with substance, mask it doing the right thing, which is done to God. So
yeah. And this is what I heard this neuroscientist saying, that you don't wait until you've had that issue, right? If you build rhythm in your life, even when that issue comes up, rhythm sustains you. For example, I have watched your life, John, when there's stressful events, when there's things you cannot control, you still work out. Every Saturday morning, regardless of what's going on, you have a funeral to do, you have a funeral to attend, you have a wedding to do, it doesn't matter, rain or shine, you, 5 a.m., you're praying, you're doing your praise and worship and you're praying. Every Saturday morning, I'm like, John, let's just stay in bed for a little while. I gotta go run. You know, those are the things that we get, the rhythms of life. You drink your green smoothie, Sherry, regardless, every day. So when that thing comes, your body's healthy and will carry you through it. And that's, and even science has said connection is really important. You cannot be isolated. You don't know what is going to come in your life that you alone do not have the capacity to meet. You need to be connected to friends and family and loved ones, because you alone may not be enough to carry you through that thing. Right? And that clarity, you need to have a purpose. Because if you don't have a purpose and that thing comes, it will wipe you out. Volunteering is really important. It's a rhythm of give and receive. You cannot just be in life waiting to receive. And there are some people who are really good at giving and they're not good at receiving. Both things have to work. You have to build rhythm in your life. When we look at the life of Jesus, he was the Son of God, but he built rhythm. We see him going to dinner many times, sitting down, people washing his feet with amazing perfume, right? We see him interacting with kids. We see him walking away from the multitudes of sick people just to take time to be alone. We see him seek clarity from his Father. He had rhythm built in his life. So people of God, stop overworking.
Amen.
Stop over schooling. You know, whatever it is that you're flatlining on, build rhythm in your life. Any questions? Oh, we didn't, did you make that commitment where you're going to build rhythm in your life? Did you, people, you did, Tom, what? Do you want to share?
Well, under energy, I wrote three. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote on the other side of that, I'm going to exercise.
Yes.
Because exercise, believe it or not, gives you more energy than if you don't.
Correct.
On social support, I was a three. Mm-hmm. And I wrote talk to people.
Yes.
You know, I'm an introvert, so I hate talking to people. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, talk to my wife, talk to my kids,
yes,
talk to my coworkers.
Yes.
And have that, you know, interaction.
Yes.
To build that. And then under play, fun, creativity, I put a three and I said, I've got a boat out there. I've got a kayak. It's, the weather's nice. Go out there, take
yes.
a half hour, and just go out and have some fun for a half hour.
Yes.
Clear my head, you know, get that rhythm.
Yes.
And so that's what I do.
Amen. Amen. Well, I really hope you take this to heart and make it work.
Stress is an epidemic in our generation. And in order for you to take care of yourself and your family and your loved ones, you need to manage stress. Okay? God bless you. Thank you so much.